ஓம் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசாம் ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத் ஈக்ஷத்யதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதேனா சப்தம் கௌணச்சேன்னாத்மசப்தாத் தன்னிஷ்டஸ்ய மோக்ஷோபதேசாத் ஹேயத்வ அவசனாச்ச ஸ்வாப்யயாத் கதிசாமான்யாத் ஸ்ருதத்வாச்ச ஆனந்தமயாதிகரணம் ஆனந்தமயஹ அப்யாசாத் விகாரசப்தான் நேதி சேன்ன பிராச்சுர்யாத் தத்தேதுவ்யபதேசாத் மாத்ராவர்ணிகமேவ ச கீயதே ந இதர அனுபப்பத்தேஹ வேதவ்யபதேசாச்ச காமாச்சன அனுமானாபேக்ஷா அஸ்மின்னஸ்ய ச தத்யோகம் சாஸ்தி. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தஸ்தத்தர்மோபதேசாத் வேதவ்யபதேசாச்சான்யஹ ஆகாஷாதிகரணம் ஆகாஷஸ்தல்லிங்காத் பிராணாதிகரணம் அதயேவ பிராணஹ ஜோதிச்சரணாதிகரணம் ஜோதிச்சரணாபிதானாத் சந்தோபிதானாத் நேதி சேத் ந ததாம் சேதோர்பண நிகதாத் ததாஹி தர்ஷனம் பூதாதிபாத வ்யபதேசோபபத்தேஶ்சைவம் உபதேசபேதாத் நேதி சேன் ந உபயஸ்மின்னபி அவிரோதாத். பிரசர்தனாதிகரணம் பிராணஸ்ததானுகமாத். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் தி 28th சூத்ரா. ஸோ வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டேக் அப் தி 11th அதிகரணம் கால்டு பிரதர்த்தனாதிகரணம். நார்மலி அதிகரணம் இஸ் நேம்ட் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் தி ப்ராமினன்ட் வேர்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஃபஸ்ட் சூத்ரா which is pranas tathanugamat, that is the sutra pranaha tathanugamat. Here it is prana and it should be named as pranadhikarana, but because the 9th adhikaranam is also named as pranadhikaranam, this is named as pradarthanadhikarana. Generally in vidvat sadas and all, in the assembly of all these scholars, they discuss brahma sutra. I have attended a few of them in Sringeri. And each one takes one topic and analyze. So to avoid the communication, the problem in the communication, which pranadhikaranam is being referred to, it has been named differently here to avoid repetition with the 9th adhikaranam. So in this adhikaranam, the Upanishad taken is Kaushitaki Upanishad of Rigveda. It consists of 4 chapters, and chapter 3, the second mantra, is taken up for discussion here, and it is a very big mantra. I will just read the mantra first. Sahovacha pranosmi prajñātmā tam māṁ āyur amṛtam ityupā svāyuho prāṇaḥ prāṇo vā āyuho prāṇavāca amṛtam yāvat yāvaddhasmin śarīre prāṇo vasati tāvad āyuho பிராணேனஹி ஏவம் அமுஷ்மில்லோகே அமிர்தத்வம் ஆப்னோதி பிரஜ்ஞயாம் சத்யசங்கல்பம் சயோம ஆயுர் அமிர்தம் இத்யுபாஸ்தே சர்வமாயுரஸ்மின் லோக ஏவாப்னோதி அமிர்தத்வமக்ஷிதிம் ஸ்வர்கே லோகே தத்தைக ஆஹு ஏக பூயம் வை பிராணா கச்சந்தீதி நஹி கஞ்சன நஹி கஷ்சன சக்னுயாத் சக்ருத் வ்ருச்சா ராம பிரஜாபயித்தும் சக்ஷுஷா ரூபம் ஸ்ரோத்ரேண சப்தம் மனசா தியானம் இதி ஏகபூயம் வை பிராணா பூத்வா ஏகைகம் சர்வாண்யே வை தானீம் பிரஜாபயந்தீம் வாச்சம் வததீம் சர்வே பிராணா அனுவதந்தி சக்ஷுஹு பஷ்யதீம் சர்வே பிராணா அனுபஷ்யந்தி ஸ்ரோத்ரம் ஶ்ருண்வதீம் சர்வே பிராணா அனுஶ்ருண்வந்தீம் மனோத்யாயதீம் சர்வே பிராணா அனுத்யாயந்தீம் பிராணம் பிராணந்தம் சர்வே பிராணா அனுப்ராணந்தீம் इत्येवम् उह एवैतत् इतिहेन्द्र उवाच अस्ति इत्येव प्राणानां निःश्रेयसादानमिति द लाङ्ग् मन्त्र बट् दिस् लाङ्ग् मन्त्र the first line alone is we are going to take for discussion rest of the mantras are further to that mantra only that first line namely saho vacha pranosmi prajñātmā tam mām āyuh amṛtam itu pāśvāyuh is this first line and here the teaching is given in the form of indra the teacher and the disciple is king with the name pratardana is a powerful and very valorous king also and Indra liked the king Pratardana is on earth he is a king on earth and Indra is in heavens in Devaloka so it is like Nachiketa visiting Yama Pratardana meets Indra and Indra says I am very much pleased with you and he gives him a boon to the king and Pratardana leaves the boon to Indra and asks for the best that is useful for the entire humanity He wants only that. He didn't want to ask anything himself. Whatever is the best to the entire humanity is what he wants. He didn't want to choose. And he left the choice to Indra. Indra knows there are four purusharthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. And there is only one that is best among these four, which is Moksha. So Moksha is not a substance. We all know that. Moksha is not a substance. Moksha is the very nature of every person. And it is given in terms of only jnana. It is already ours for claiming, which is possible only by gaining self-knowledge. So Indra chooses to bless Pratardana with Brahma Jnana. This is one of the dialogues in the Upanishad. And there is another dialogue also from the Brihadaranyaka repeated here. So Gargya and Ajatashatru dialogue that we saw it when we did Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Since Pratardana is the student, It is called Pratardhanadhikarana. Indra begins his teachings. So Indra describes himself in different ways. And therefore, there is a lot of confusion. In Bhagavad Gita also, we have confusion about the role of Lord Krishna. He calls himself as a friend, Sakha of Arjuna, when he addresses himself as an ordinary person. At the same time, when Krishna says that I have taken many avatars to save humanity, then Krishna poses himself as Sarvatmaka Brahman. We need to understand the words of Bhagavan very clearly. When he says, I am the Karanam of everything. Sometimes Krishna is Mr. Krishna. In other places, Sagunam Brahman. And in some other places, Nirgunam Brahman. So one I is to be interpreted differently at different contexts according to the context in those places. So here also, Indra uses the word aham. Aham in different meanings. In one place, he says ajaraha, asmi. And in some other places, he says I am Brahman. In other places, he says I am prana. And in some places, he says I am prajñātmā asmi, chetana rūpaha asmi, or chaitanya swarūpaha asmi. So Krishna, Indra gives so many ways of describing himself. Therefore, there are a lot of confusion. And we will analyze one statement here. Aham pranaha asmi. I am pranaha. That is what Indra says. So we analyze this word prana to see whether it refers to Indra himself or to Jiva or to Vayu or to Brahma. So in this adhikaranam, we establish prana is Brahman only. This is the general analysis of the entire Adhikarana. First is the main sutra that we are going to analyze to establish prana is Brahma only. Tata anugamat. Because of the consistency, it is accepted as Brahman. That is the sutra. There is confusion since different topics are discussed. Shadlinga vichara, we have already seen. Is samanvayaha for finding the consistency or harmony. This we have done elaborately in the samanvayadhikarana. Now we have to find what the indicators or the lingas or the symbols or clues they are there that Brahman is consistently discussed and not prana or jiva or vayu or indra, any one of them. Acharya Shankaracharya gives four main indications to show that Brahman only is discussed here. And the first clue Acharya gives is, Pratardhana has asked in Kaushitaki Upanishad in third section, first mantra, for the best Purusharta to Indra. We know Brahmajnanam alone is the best Purusharta. Therefore, Prana means Brahman alone here. And knowing Prana as Prana, will it give any self-knowledge? It will not give moksha. So getting the Prana Jnanam, one will get higher lokas perhaps, but not liberation. This is the first clue. And the second clue that Acharya gives is, because of this knowledge, a person is freed from all the karmas. It is again in Mantra 3.1 of Kaushitaki Upanishad. Once a person knows this, one does not have to worry about anything. This can be attained only through Brahma Jnanam, Sarva Karma Nasha Palam, destruction of all karmas. Karma na palam, nasha of all the palams. And the third clue is, Shankaracharya points out, Yesha pranaha, Yeva prajnatma, ajaraha, anantaha, amrita swarupaha. And it is neither increasable nor decreasable. And there is only one thing with that purnatvam, that is only Brahma. How can pancha prana be anantaha, amritam and ajara? Therefore, we should not take the vachyartha, the literal meaning of prana, but take the lakshyartha, the implied meaning of prana, which is Brahma. Then the fourth clue is, pranosmi prajnatma, that is there in the Upanishad, when we just be read, which means Chaitanya Swarupam, which belongs to Brahman alone, prajnatma. So regular prana is born out of samashti rajoguna of the five elements. We have seen all these in Tattva Bodha. So prana is born out of the samashti, total rajoguna of five elements. Since elements are inert in nature, but this prana is chetana prana, and therefore it should refer to abhaudika chaitanyam eva, indicated by anugamat in the stotra, in the sutra. So this is the general meaning of the first sutra. Now let us come to the word analysis. Pranaha, pranaha means the breath or life energy, we can call. The word occurring in the section 3, third section, second mantra of Kaushitaki Upanishad that we just read. Then we supply the word Brahman. Tatha, thus, likewise, like that stated before. Like that stated in the Shruti quoted in connection therewith. Whatever is just now quoted. Anugamat. Anugamat means because of being understood from the text, from the Shruti text. The final meaning is that prana is Brahma. This is the main theme of this sutra. So the Purvapakshi, as usual, he comes and he gives objections. And the first objection he gives is, prana should be taken as Vayu Tattvam only. Samashti Vayu is available in individual level as prana. And this Vayu is glorified in the Upanishads. Vayu is infinite. It is Brahma and eternal also. Namaste Vayo. Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. So Vayu is anasthamita devata. Therefore, prana is Vayu. Prana is primary meaning of the word Vayu. It is the vachyartha. It's a popular meaning also. So Shankaracharya says no. Because primary meaning can be given up, can be renounced if all the other statements support our conclusion, secondary meanings. In support of many favorable factors, we can give up primary meaning. We went through this analysis earlier. When vachyartha goes against logic, we can give it up and take lakshyartha. And the second reason is sarva karma nasha palam, the destruction of all karmas, that palam. Again, eternity of vayus is said in the scriptures is not literal eternity. When they say Vayu is eternal, it's not literal eternity. That eternity is not primary. It's the Shastric reasons. Even after the resolution of the three elements, Prithivi, Jalam, Agni, Vayu continues in Akasha. Therefore, Vayu is not Anantam, Anandam, Ajaram and all that. Thus, it is concluded you cannot take the Vachyartha literal meaning. Therefore, the main conclusion of the sutra is what? The word prana is Brahma eva. It's only Brahma. And the reason being tata anugamat. That is the sutra. Since the following portions support our conclusion, such a conclusion, tata, tata samanvayat, because of the law of consistency. By that we mean what? There is consistent discussion of prana alone, and therefore the word prana should mean Brahman. And what are the supporting reasons for that? Hitatamatvam, sarva papa nashatvam, amritatvam, prajnatmatvam. So prana jnanam is the greatest goal of life. If that is the greatest goal of life, prana has to be Brahman only. And again it says, prana jnanam is sarva karma nashaha, which is possible only through Brahma jnanam. And therefore prana must be Brahman only. And finally, there is the usage of the expression anandaha, ajaraha, amrutaha and all that, which all tally with Brahman only. Nobody can describe anandaha, ajaraha, amrutaha and all for anything else except Brahman. Thus, we have the main conclusion in the first sutra. And from the second sutra, Vyasacharya is only refuting other interpretations. And in the previous sutra itself, we refuted one Purvapakshi. Just now we analyzed that. So Vayu Purvapaksha, so Vayu as Brahman, that is negated right now. And now in the second sutra, some more arguments are going to come. We will read Mantra 29, Sutra 29.
Navaktuhum atmopadeshadidhi chet adhyatma sambandha bhumam yasmin.
So this and the next sutra give some other objection. This is also based on the Kaushitaki Upanishad Vakyam that we just read, namely Saho Vacham Pranosmi Prajnatma Tammam Ayuhu Amritam Ityupas Vayu. Here, the Purvapakshi, what he says, he is a Devata Vadi. He talks, it is Devata, Indra Devata, Purvapakshi. He says, Prana is Indra Devata only. Earlier it was Vayu, now it's Prana is Indra Devata only. Here the speaker is Indra, the teacher is Indra. Since he teaches King Pradardhana, therefore the Purvapakshi claims, while talking about prana, Indra uses the word me in opposition with prana. So therefore, in one place he says, you should know prana. And in another place he says, you should know me. Therefore, prana jnanam is equal to knowledge of me. Me means Indra. That means there is a reflexive pronoun, mom, in that mantra that we just read. And Purvapakshi, he hangs on to this word mom. And we know that a reflexive pronoun here refers to, mom refers to speaker Indra. For example, if X says, I am coming, then I refers to what? That X. It may be Rama, Krishna, anybody. Therefore, the first person singular always refers to the speaker in this particular instance or anybody who does any action. And therefore, prana refers to Devata only, Indra Devata, who speaks, who teaches now. So this is the Purvapaksha, the first part of the sutra. So Vaktuhu Atmopateshatim Iti Chet. Then we give the answer. Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma Hasmin. Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma Hasmin. It's all the sutra. Our answer is, we don't question the reflexive pronoun, subjective reference by Indra. We don't question that at all. Indra uses the word, mam vijanahi, know me. But we see the entire third chapter of Kaushitaki Upanishad and this section also, we find no scope for Devata discussion at all. The entire teaching refers to individual only. The topic is Adhyatmam only. And not Adi Daivam. If Indra Devata is implied, it should be Adi Daivam. No. To, for example, if you want to give an example, in the Ishavasi Upanishad that we did some time ago, the Upanishad says, Naina Deva Apnuvan Purvamarshate. It describes Atma and says it is not available for any knowledge or objectification. And then it says, Devas cannot objectify Atma. There the commentators, they write that Devas refers to not the Devatas, but Devas refers to sense organs.
because the topic of discussion whether atma is available for any means of knowledge. Therefore, for the term devas, the meaning should be indriya ganaha, all the sense organs only in ishavasya. Similarly, in the third chapter, Kaushitaki Upanishad third chapter, the Upanishad talks about sense organs, prana, avastha trayam, maranam, travel after death, all are centered on adhyatmam only. Therefore, one cannot give the meaning of adhidayam for prana at all. That means Indra. Therefore, prana refers not to Indra, but to Paramatma or Brahman only. That is the analysis. This is the general analysis. Now we have to go for the word analysis. So the Purvapakshi is up to what iti chet in the sutra, up to iti chet is Purvapakshi's argument. And we have to supply again, as usual, two words to make it clear. Pranaha and Brahma, these two words we have to add. Then we should read this as what? Pranaha na Brahma. Who says? Purvapakshi says. Pranaha na Brahma. Prana is not Brahma. So Purvapakshi, this Purvapakshi, who is this Purvapakshi? He is Devata Vadi. He talks about Devata, Indra Devata. So he says, the word prana occurring in Kaushitaki Upanishad 3.2, na Brahma, it is not Brahman. So by negating Brahma, he wants to say pranaha is Indra Devata Eva. It's only Indra Devata only. So when the Purvapakshi says, pranaha na Brahma means pranaha is Indra Devata asti. Okay, what is the next word? It gives the reason. Vaktuhu atma upadeshat. Vakta means speaker, the teacher. Who is Indra here? And atma refers to himself and not Sachidananda atma. Here the atma, vaktuhu atma upadeshat. Atma refers to himself. That is Indra Devata, not Sachidananda atma. But the word atma is reflexively used here, himself. Upadesha means revelation, teaching, presentation. Therefore, vaktuhu atmopadeshat, because of the speaker's revelation of prana as himself, reflexively though, atmopadeshaha atmatvena upadeshaha, it is tritiya tatprasha. And atmatvena means what? Ittam bhave tritiya, in the form of. Therefore, atmatvena upadeshat, because of the revelation as himself. So the third case is in the meaning of as himself, in the form of, in the manner of himself. That is the meaning of the word atma here, not Sachidananda atma. And the word vaktuhu is in the sixth case, and it is taken as the kartari shashti, going along with upadeshat. So the speaker's revelation is kartari shashti. Therefore, vaktuhu atmopadeshat, because of the speaker's revelation of the presentation of prana as himself, the speaker is what? Indra. Therefore, prana is Indra. Indra Devata iti chet. Suppose somebody says, who says this? Vyasacharya says. Iti chet is somebody is arguing like that. Suppose such an argument is given by someone else. Iti chet comes actually in Brahma Sutra, iti chet will come very often. If such a question is raised, somebody saying like that. So suppose such an argument is given by the Purvapakshi, who is Devatavadi here, because the one who talks about Devata, Indra Devata. Then our answer will be, Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma Hi Asmin. Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma Hi Asmin. We will take the word here, Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma. This is one compound word. Bhuma means Bahulyam, Bahulyam, predominance. Bhuma means predominance. Actually, in Chandogya, 7th chapter, we saw Bhuma Vidya. There, Bhuma means Brahman. Here, Bhuma is Bahulyam, predominance. So, here, Bhuma is predominant discussion. Here, Sambandha means related to. So, the predominant discussion is related to what? Sambandha, Bhuma, related to what? Adhyatma. Adhyatma means individual. And here, the emphasis is not on the word adhyatma. Why? By emphasizing adhyatmam, the emphasis is on the word adhyatma. Because by emphasizing adhyatmam, what happens? Vyasacharya is negating adhidaivam. That is Indra Devata argument, he negates. By negating Adidevam, Vyasa is negating Indra. And the next word is what? Hyasmin. Hyasmin is he plus asmin hyasmin. And the he, in he plus asmin hyasmin, he should be joined with Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma. And he refers to because. Therefore, what is the meaning of Adhyatma Sambandha Bhuma he? Because the predominant discussion is related to the individual and not to the Devadas, the celestials. We are talking about earthly creatures and not celestial ones. Okay. And the next word is what? Asmin. He, Asmin, Asmin. In this section, Asmin section. So we don't want to give this reason everywhere the word prana comes, because this particular interpretation of prana is relevant in this section. So Vyasacharya is very clear by using the word Asmin. It is applicable to here, this place. And there are certain chapters which deal with devatas also. There we can take Asmin Indra Devata. But Asmin here in Kaushitaki Tritiya Adhyaye, in the third chapter of Kaushitaki, in the third chapter of Kaushitika Upanishad, because it deals with predominantly the individual. There is no scope for devatas at all. And if one goes through the entire third chapter, there are 9 mantras of third chapter. And each is a big mantra, like the one which I just read. I was not planning to read all the mantras. So I read only one, for example. And we will find all the mantras deal with what? The individual, his experiences, the sense organs, different states of experience, maranam, what happens at the time of maranam, how it travels, how the sense organs are taken. So like the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says all that. Mamaiva amsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha mana shrashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati shariram yada vapnoti yachapyutkramati ishwaraha irhi tvaitani sanyati vayurgandani vashayat. How the sense organs are pulled at the time of death. When such things are being discussed, what Indra has got to do here? Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Pranaha na Indraha. Prana is not Indra. Why? Adhyatma sambandha bhumahi asmin. This is our answer. Pranaha na Indraha. Prana cannot be interpreted as Indra because this is Adhyatma chapter, not Adideva chapter. With this, the 29th sutra is also over. Now we'll go to the 30th sutra. Shastra drishtya tu upadesho vama devavat. In the previous sutra, Devatavadi, he was negated. Devatavadi Purvapakshi was negated. So circumstantial evidences do not support Indra Devata and he cannot be drawn up here. And the Purvapakshi is not satisfied with this answer also. Therefore, he raises another question. He says, I gave a reason to establish that prana is Indra, but you have not directly answered my question. You have not directly refuted my reason. What is that? The usage of the pronoun which first person singular refers to is Indra himself. That was his argument. For that, he says, I have got direct evidence also for that. He says, Indra uses the word deliberately I and me, which has not been answered at all by you. Indra says in Mantra 3.1, Kaushitaki, Sahovacham, Mameva Vijanihi, Heta Devahum, Manushyaya Hitatamam Manye, Enmam Vijaniyam, Trishirshanam, Fashtram, Ahanam, all those things he says in the first mantra of third section. So that Indra begins his teaching that he says, you should know me to be the highest of Purushartha. Indra himself begins the teaching to Pradhana in this way. For that, answer is given in this sutra. The word I or me has got two meanings. One, as usual, Vachyartha, the primary meaning, literal meaning, used in common language. And the other is the implied meaning, Lakshyartha, predominantly used in the scriptures, Upanishads and scriptures. It is a meaning given in the scriptural standpoint only. I, the primary meaning, refers to anatma only, What is anatma? Karya, karana, stula, sukshma, shariram, the body. Vyavaharika drishti is vachyartha, the literal meaning vyavaharika drishti. Scripture teaches another meaning, another eye the shastra wants to teach other than the stula, sukshma, shariram, the consciousness in the body. So the scripture aims to reveal the consciousness and points out that you, the body, is mortal, whereas you, the consciousness, is ever immortal. You should know when the laukika drishti artha has, where laukika drishti artha has to be taken, and where the sastriyam drishti artha has to be taken. Suppose Krishna says, "You are my friend." Then it refers to Krishna not only as a friend, and also the first person refers to anatma, even though it is Krishna anatma only, when it is Krishna in that sense. But when Krishna says in the 9th chapter, maya tadamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina mattani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavasthitaha, it means what? By me, all this universe is pervaded through my unmanifested form. Jagat avyakta murtina. All beings abide in me, but I do not abide in them. So here Krishna refers himself to be Brahman, not as Sakha, as a friend. So his absolute reality is far above the appearance of things in space and time. Can Krishna, the person, pervade the whole creation as a person? No. When Krishna says, I pervade, how can you take it as Brahman? So here, the mom refers to Lakshyartha only and Paraprakriti only, consciousness alone. Always you see, whether it is Shastriya or Laukika Drishti, that has to be taken into consideration during analysis. And Indra used the first person singular, and it is in what drishti? Sastriya drishtya upadeshaha. It is lakshyartha drishti. But Vyasacharya gives an example from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also for this. This occurs in Taittiriya also. Here the Vamadeva Rishi was mentioned. Vamadeva Vata, we saw that. That is given. So in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, first chapter, fourth section, 10th mantra, it says, Brahmava idamagra asit. This we have seen many times. Tadatmanam eva vedaham brahmasmiti tasma tat sarvam abhavat tadyo yo devanam pradyabudhyata sa eva tatam abhavat tat abhavat tatarshinam tata manushyanam. That what he says, Brahman indeed was there in the beginning. Brahma va idam agra asit. Whoever knows I am Brahman, he can say, I am everything. The one who knows I am Brahman can say, I am everything. Sarvatma Babaha, it is called. The Upanishad quotes Vamadeva Rishi. And that Rishi, what did he declare? Tattaidat Pashyan Rishir Vamadevaha Pratipedeham Pratipedeham Manurabhavam Suryas Cheti tadidam apye tarhiya tarhi yevam vedaham brahmasmiti iti sa idam sarvam bhavati. I am Manu and aham Suryaha. I am Surya, Surya Devata. And extend further, I am the stars, I am the moon, and I am eva idam sarvam. Everything is me. And Taittiriya Upanishad also we have got ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. Ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadaha. Ahaggishlo, kakrit, ahaggishlo, kakrit, ahaggishlo, kakrit. Ahamasmi pratamajarutasya. Purvam deve bhyomrutasya na vahi. Yomadadadisayideva ma vaha. Ahamannamanna madantama mi. Aham Vishwambhuvanamabhya Bhavam Suvarna Jyoti Ihi Yayevam Vedam Ityupanishate. There a jnani says, I am all. Here in this section of Taittiriya, a jnani says, I am all.
So the Rishi, Vamadeva Rishi, he is talking about his Shariram, but he talks of Brahman only. In the previous section, Vamadeva Rishi talks of Shariram, but he talks of Brahman only. So in all such cases, Aham means Shastra Drishtya Brahma alone. Aham means according to Shastras, it is only Brahman. So Vamadeva Rishi, he got knowledge even during in the womb of the mother. Now we will go to the word analysis. That is why Vamadeva Rishi is quoted here. There are other people also. And there are four words in this sutra. What are the four words? Shastra Drishtya. Shastra Drishtya means through the insight based on scriptures are stated by the Shruti, the Vedas. It is not Loka Drishtya, the worldly meaning, but it is Lakshyartha Drishtya, not Vachyartha. And the word tu, the term tu means unlike Loka Drishtya. But Upadeshaha means instruction. The teaching from Indra, instruction from Indra in front of Pratardhana, the king. And Vamadeva Vate, like that of Vamadeva, Rishi Vamadeva. Although there are so many examples in the Upanishads, if Vamadeva refers to body, he cannot say that I pervade everywhere. Right? So Devatavadi is still not satisfied. He raises another question also now, which Acharya gives in his commentary. In the third mantra itself, Indra said, third mantra where? Kaushitaki. That's what we are talking. In the third mantra itself, Indra, what did Indra say? You know me. You who? Prasadana, know me whom Indra here. And in the same mantra, another line comes, the Purupakshi quotes some more description of Indra in that same mantra. And the mantra says, Trishirshanam Twashtram Ahanam, where he says that I have killed an asura called Twashtra, an asura, a three-headed monster. That asura is Twashtra, is three-headed monster. So he says, what does he say? Twashtram Ahanam, Avang Mukhan Yetin Sala Vrikhebhyaha Prayachan. That means what? There were some sannyasis who had Vedanta in their mouth, who talked spiritually all the time also. But there were some other sannyasis who don't talk of spirituality, talked only of Laukiga Vishayas. They are non-Vedantic sannyasis. They are also sannyasis, but they are talking about all the Laukiga Vishayas. So non-Vedantic sannyasis, and they misled the world also. And Indra says, I gave all the sannyasis what? The wild dogs to do what? To kill them. In fact, he asked the dogs to kill the fake sannyasis. There are, you know, these are all from Indra Drishti, Indra as a person. Because Brahman cannot kill anyone. So here Indra is using the word clearly to mean Indra Devata only. So because of reference to Twashtra Vada, the destruction of Twashtra, the Asura, the first person singular should be taken as Indra Devata only. Therefore, I cannot accept Prana as Brahman. Who says? Purvapakshi says. And he gives details of Indra's exploits in the killing of Asuras and also the fake sannyasis. So all those exploits, they belong to Indra Devata and not to Brahman. Acharya says, you are studying the statement that talk about the exploits of Indra only. There is another sentence that follows the killing of Asuras and Sannyasis. Read that also. It says, Tasya me tatra na loma cha namiyate sayomam vijaniyan nasya kena cha karmana loko miyate. It says, even though I have killed all Sannyasis, and it is all papa karmas. Killing sannyasi is a papa karma. And either I should get papa or punya phala. But what happened? I am free from all those phalas. Either papa or punya phalam. I am free from all of them. I am not affected by those karmas at all. When Indra says, I am not affected by karma phalam, it is very clear that he refers to Atma only. So exploits are mentioned not to talk of Devata Atma. It only shows even the extreme karmas will not affect me. the Chaitanya. So Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita. So all the karmas are mentioned, they are only to show that all of them will not affect Asanga Atma Swarupa. Therefore, what is Upadesha now? Shastriya Drishti Eva. It is only from the angle of Shastras and not in Vyavaharika Drishti. Even the papams will not touch my hair is the expression, Lomani. Even the papams will not even touch his hair is the expression used by Indra. Then where is the question of touching me, the Atma? Next sutra, the last sutra of the Sadhikarana. Jiva mukhya prana linganeti chete na upasa traividya dashri tatvadika tadyogate. The Purupakshi says, we have got enough clues to take prana as jiva itself. Now he has gone to another world. He left Indra. He thinks prana can be taken as jiva itself. There are a lot of clues. This is called the jiva linga clue or indication that prana is jiva. Prana also may refer to mukhya prana. Our regular prana is called the mukhya prana. In certain contexts, prana is used in the sense of sense organs also. In Mundaka Upanishad, in the second Mundaka, first section, Sapta pranaha prabhavanti tasmat sapta archishat samida sapta homaha sapta ime loka yeshu charanti prana guhashaya nihita sapta sapta. That means from him alone are born the seven pranas, the seven flames, sevenfold fuel, sevenfold oblations, as also the seven worlds where the pranas move in the cave of living creatures. I'm just giving the meaning. As giving the literal meaning of that. We have discussed elaborately during our discussion in Muttaka Upanishad. Here, prana means sense organs. The very breathing itself is called prana. So add the adjective mukhya to that, then it is regular prana, mukhya prana. And the Purvapakshi says, a statement occurring in the third and the eighth mantra of Kaushitaki Upanishad, that says, it's also another big mantra. Na vacham vijignasita vaktaram vidyat na gandham vijignasita rataram vidyat na rupam vijignasita rupavidam vidyat na shabdam vijignasita shrotaram vidyat na annarasam vijignasita annarasa vijnataram vidyat na karma vijignasita kartaram vidyat na sukha dukhe vijignasitam sukha dukkayoho vijnataram vidyat anandam ratim prajatim vijignasita anandasya ratehe prajatehe vijnataram vidyat netyam vijignasita etaram vidyat na mano vijignasitam mantaram vidyat tava eta dashaiva bhutamatra adipragyam dasha pragya matra adibhutam yaddi bhutamatra na syuhom na prajna matra hasyuhum yadva prajna matra nasyuhum na bhuta matra asyuhum. Complicated mantra. We don't go to the full details. We don't have to concentrate. See, it says, do not concentrate on the instruments or organs, and they are not the real you. And you should know one who is using the karan and the instruments, the sense organs, and you should know the smeller, the speaker, all those people. And in short, you should know the one behind the organ, namely Chaitanya. If Indra negates the karanam, the instrument, karanam means instrument. And you should know the karta means the statement refers to jiva alone here. Who says? Purupakshi says all that. And then comes the fourth meaning for the word prana. And he says, prana means the life breath alone. He gives another reference also, the third mantra of Kaushitaki Upanishad, which says, prana is the Kaushitaki Upanishad. Just remember, it's the Rigveda Brahmana Upanishad. It is, which says, prana is the life of the person. Prana alone holds the very body together. And not only it holds the body together, but also it supports such person like a weak plant. If you take a weak plant, it's supported by a small stick you put that holds the body together. That is why when the prana goes, the body disintegrates. That prana is pancha prana that holds the body. The prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, pancha pranas. From that it is clear that prana refers to mukhya prana only. Now Siddhanti gives three reasons. Siddhanti means Acharya, Sankaracharya, gives three reasons to negate the Purvapaksha. One chapter will have three different themes, which is against Mimamsa Shastra. You cannot have three different themes in the same chapter. It says one prakaranam should have one main theme only. It's a Mimamsa Shastra rule. All other topics should be secondary topics. And all secondary topics will center on the main topic. So the achievement of the goal of liberation is not possible without gaining Brahma Jnanam, self-knowledge. Therefore, our conclusion is what? Prana supports the body. And here also the prana refers to Brahman only. And Vyasacharya says that this is not the unique thing that we do. And we have done this in many places. All indriyas are backed by consciousness alone. Prana is prana. Prana means the pancha prana. Prana is because of Chaitanyam alone. Everyone lives not because of a local prana, but because of the original consciousness that enlivens the body. In Kathopanishad, we saw in the second chapter, second section, mantra 5, it says, I've written the reference here. Na pranena na panena martyo jivati kaschana itarena tu jivanti yasmin neta upashritao. You have seen this in detail at that time. Not by prana, not by apana does the mortal live, but it is by some other factor on which these two things, prana, apana, or anything, they all depend. Because of that, humans live. Prana itself is jadam in nature. And behind the prana, there is chaitanyam that is called pranasya pranaha. All these usages we have all gone through earlier. The glory of prana is prana borrows consciousness. That is why advantage of Brahma Sutra is when you have studied all of the things earlier, when you come here, when those things are all brought, the reference, you see the context and it's even more enjoyable. So prana borrows consciousness from Atma, the chaitanyam. This prana, out of borrowed consciousness, lends consciousness to the sthula sharira. And the real glory belongs to whom? Not to prana, but to Atma, the consciousness. That is why it is called pranasya pranaha, Atma. So the real supporter is Brahman only. So in this Kaushitaki Upanishad, here also the situation is the same. And the word should not be taken to literally mean as this thing, but should be taken as Atma, not as prana. And we have to see the context and then understand it correctly. For that, Acharya helps. Now we'll see the word meaning now. So, jiva mukhya prana lingat, on account of the characteristics marks of the individual. Linga means the characteristic marks, the indicators. On account of the characteristic marks of the individual soul, and the chief vital air means the main prana. Na, it is not. Iti means thus chet, if somebody, suppose somebody asks. And then there's another na there in the sutra, na upasa, not upasana, worship or meditation. Then trividyat, because of the three ways, ashritatvat, on account of prana being accepted elsewhere in the Shruti, not here, elsewhere in the story, Shruti as Brahman, the sense of Brahman, iha, in the Kaushitaki Upanishad passage, in this passage, tad yogat, because of its appropriateness. This is the meaning, but we are going to see, this is a word by word meaning. Has they have been applied, appropriateness means applied. Because words denoting Brahma are mentioned with reference to prana. Since there is jiva and Brahma, what is it in the conclusion is, prana refers to Brahman here. Supporter is prana, but ultimate supporter is Brahma. Supporter is prana. For the jiva to exist, supporter is prana, true. But supporter for prana is Brahma. And in the ninth adhikarana masa prana adhikarana, we saw that prana is Brahman. Why can't we do it here also? Yeah, there also we have done, we can easily take here also. Although there may be many indicators, the powerful one will lead the discussion. Because of these reasons, prana is Brahman. Now we have to know some of the adhikarana now, because it has so many slokas.
So Vishayaha, the same shloka, Vishayaha, Vishayascheva, all that thing. So Vishayaha means the subject matter. The word prana occurring in the second section of the third chapter of Kaushitaki Upanishad, second mantra, third chapter. Samshaya, that is the Vishaya Vakyam, that is subject matter. And Samshaya, the doubt is what? Whether it refers to Brahman or anything else. The doubt is due to the clues indicating so many things that we saw. And Purva Paksha says, Vayu or Devata, Indra Devata, Jiva, Mukhya Prana, they all can be taken for prana. They don't want to be Brahman. They don't want, Purva Paksha doesn't want that to be referred to Brahman. And Siddhanti say prana is Brahman only. And the Sangati, that is also we have told Sangati, the Adhikaranam is in the appropriate place only. As I told you, Sangati is too technical. So we don't want to go into the technical aspects of that. Only we have to understand that it is in the right place, in the right section, right sutra, right padam and all that. So in the ninth Adhikaranam also, we proved prana is Brahman. In the ninth Adhikaranam, prana Adhikaranam. And why should we have two Adhikaranams then? It is because in ninth Adhikaranam, Brahmalingam was there and there was no problem. As it was directly said, Brahmalingam was there, indicator of Brahman was there in ninth Adhikaranam. So there was no problem. It was not obstructed by any other lingam. But it is not the case with this Adhikaranam. With this, the first pada is also over. So that is why they have to deliberately say this in this Adhikaranam. It is not like Prana Adhikaranam, the ninth Adhikaranam. Now this first pada is over of chapter 1. Now we have to go to the second pada, that is the second section of the first chapter. We are still in the first chapter. First chapter has 135 sutras. Now we may remember that the Brahma Sutra has got four adhyayas, namely the first adhyaya is Samanvaya Adhyaya, then Avirodha Adhyaya, Sadhana Adhyaya, and Phala Adhyaya. This all I mentioned in the introduction. And the first adhyaya, Vyasacharya shows that all Upanishads consistently reveal Brahman only. Therefore, Samanvaya means this consistent revelation. And the word Brahman, Brahman here also, you know, with Maya, known as Upasyam Brahman. And without Maya, known as, then it is known as Nyayam Brahman. So with Maya, Upasyam Brahman. Without Maya, it's the Nyayam Brahman. Both are discussed in Upanishads. And Upasyam Brahman is otherwise called Ishvara. And this Samanvaya Adhyaya, it consists of four sections and each one is called a pada or quarter. And we just completed the first pada, consisting of 11 topics, 11 Adhikaranams and 31 sutras in total, in all the 11 Adhikaranams together. And in these 11 topics, first was the introduction and all the later topics, topic 2 to 10, second Adhikaranam, 10th Adhikaranam, they dealt with Brahman. That's the only topic. And of these also, we find the second to the sixth Adhikaranam and the 11th Adhikaranam, all the six Adhikaranam, second to sixth and the 11th Adhikaranams, they deal with Nyayam Brahma, that is the Vedantic topic, as the means of liberation. And whereas from the seventh to the 10th Adhikaranam, four Adhikaranams, they deal with Upasyam Brahma. Upasyam Brahman or Ishwaraha. Whether it is Nyayam Brahman or Upasyam Brahman, Vyasacharya showed that all the Upasanas deal with Brahman only. Whether it is Upasyam Brahman or Nyayam Brahman. And this pada is known as Spashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya Padaha. It's not a, it looks big, but it's not very, very big in understanding. Spashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya Padaha. That means in this pada, whatever Upanishad statements are taken, they are all statements with clear reference. Spashta Brahma Linga, clear reference to Brahman. So Brahma Linga Vakyams, they are all of them. It reveals Brahman as what? Sarva Adhishtana Brahman, Jagat Karanam Brahman, Ativa Mahattamam Brahman, Sarva Papa Rahitam Brahman. All those clues are all giving, it gives indicating Brahman is the Brahma Lingani, the various indicators of Brahman. So Ativa Mahattamam, Sarva Papa Rahitam. And these clues are also divided into two. One is called Spashta Brahma Lingam, clearly indicating Brahman. And the other one is Aspashta Brahmalingam, which do not clearly indicate Brahman. One is Spashtam and it's not Spashtam. So both of them are to be analyzed and Vyasacharya should show that all deal with Brahman only. That is Varasarayas thing and Varasarayas thing. And in the first pada, the statements taken are all belong to Spashta Linga, Spashta Brahma Linga Vakyas. Therefore, Prathama Pada is called Spashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya Padaha. And now we enter into the second pada of the first chapter known as Aspashta Brahma Linga Vakya Samanvaya Padaha. And what does it indicate here? In this pada, in this quarter, we will take such statements in which clues for Brahman are there, but they are aspashtam. They are not clear. Therefore, such way clues are analyzed and established that Brahman alone is the subject matter. But we should remember, whether it is Spashta or Aspashta Linga Vakya Samanvaya, the aim is what? All of them reveal Brahman only. Central theme of all Upanishads is Brahman only. Only one message. And this exercise is to show by analysis that all the Upanishads uniformly deal with Brahman. This analytical process is called Mimamsa. I have already mentioned earlier. And because of this only, Brahma Sutra got the name Uttara Mimamsa Sutrani. So in this Dvitiya Pada, second Pada, we have got seven Adhikaranam, seven topics and 32 sutras in total. Now with this background, now we let us take up the first Adhikaranam of the second Pada. So we will have a fresh number system now. So earlier we had 1.1.1, 1.1.2 and all that. Now we are going to have 1.2.1, 1.2.2 and all that. Number system has to be slightly changed. So now we are going to the first Adhikaranam, first sutra of Pada 2, second Pada. And this Adhikaranam is called Sarvatra Prasiddhyadhikaranam. Sarvatra Prasiddhyadhikaranam. And the first sutra is Sarvatra Prasiddhopadeshat. Sarvatra Prasiddhopadeshat. And this is called Sarvatra Prasiddhyadhikaranam because it starts with the sutra, first sutra, which is Sarvatra Prasiddhopadeshat. Prasiddha. Now we will enter the general analysis first of the entire Adhikaranam and then go to the sutra. This Adhikaranam consists of 8 sutras. It analyzes a mantra occurring in Chandogya Upanishad, the third chapter, third chapter, 14th mantra. So this section in Chandogya is popularly called the Sandilya Vidya. I mentioned it earlier. Sandilya Vidya, because the one who reveals this teaching is called is Sandilya Rishihi. And this section consists of 4 mantras beginning with the famous line, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma, Tajjalan Iti Shanta Upasita. Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma is very popular. We all have heard this. And it has got 4 mantras. And in this section, we take up the second mantra for analysis. Therefore, Vyasa, the Vishayavakyam, subject matter here, Vishayavakyam is the third chapter, 14th section, second mantra of Chandogya. And in this mantra, 3 words come. Manomayaha, Pranashariraha, and Bharupaha. So this is the Upasya. So Sandilya is asking the devotee to do an Upasana. And the object of meditation means X. Whatever is the object of meditation, X. That is the controversy here. And that we are going to resolve. So it is described here as Manomayaha, Pranashariraha, Bharupaha. We'll see all of them. Manomayaha means that which has got manas, the mind, as upadi, the instrument. And Pranashariraha means the one who has got the pranas as his body, Pranasharira. And Bharupaha means the Chaitanya Swarupaha. So these are the gunas, or the virtues, or the upasya vastu, the object of meditation. Therefore, Chandogya 3.14.2, we have an Upasya Vastu, which is of the nature of Manomayadi Visishtaha, characterized by Manomaya Pranashariraha Bharupaha, as presented by Sandilya. So here we have a controversy that whether the Manomayadi Visishta Upasyam is Jiva or Brahma. It is because Upanishad is mischievous in this section. That is why this comes in the Brahma Sutra. Otherwise, it won't come here. The condition for analysis is what? Only when there is doubt seen in the Upanishads. Yet, sandigdham, saprayojanam, tat vicharyam. Only that will be analyzed. Sandigdham means where there is doubt, difference of opinions. Where there is no controversy, no need for analysis. So the first qualification for entering Brahma Sutra is there should be doubt. And sub prayojana, I already have talked about all this, that enquiry should be beneficial to the seeker. It should not be a useless pursuit. Normally they give the example as kaka danta pariksha nyayaha. Pariksha nyayaha kaka danta. So how many teeth are there for a crow? Analysis. This is for a kaka. It's a useless pursuit. So here we take the 14th section of third chapter, because there are problems. What are the problems? I'm going to take only 2 minutes. The Upanishad gives many descriptions of Brahman also as that of an upasya vastu, and Upanishad gives equal number of descriptions of jiva also. So if only Brahman or jiva lingams alone are there is no controversy. But when there is a mixture of Brahma lingams and jiva lingams indicators, then we are confused whether the upasya vastu is jiva or Brahma. Therefore, there is controversy. So manomayadi visishta upasyam jivahava brahmava. Jiva or Brahma. This is the general analysis of the entire adhikaran. And in this adhikaranam, we will establish manomayadi visishta upasyam brahmaiva. Is Brahma, Brahman only. So that is the siddhanta. And Purupaksha will argue that it is only jiva. So that's all some interesting arguments. This is the topic of the entire adhikaranam, consisting of 8 sutras. Now we will see the general analysis of the first sutra in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yapara samaheshwarah. Om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti.